A63, number 26B.
Now, we have another assignment for this year, namely that we were asking to see what is the difference between the numerals of infinity and the days of creation. Just going back to see how this evolved historically, John Dorley made that distinction very definitely, that it is not the same if we are considering the days of creation as days of creation, or if we are considering them as numerals of infinity. He was really drawn to that point through Mrs. Eddy's sentence on page 520, as you know, where at the end of the days of creation, Mrs. Eddy made that statement that the numerals of infinity called 7 days. They are not 7 days, they are only called 7 days, can never be reckoned according to the calendar of time. You get the terrific sense of time or of life, life or isness versus time here, saying that the numerals of infinity have no time sense, whereas the days of creation always gave us a sense of time, especially when we considered the 1,000-year periods, we certainly had a sense of time, or if when we considered the development in evolution with 3 billion years, certainly was a sense of time involved in it, that it took so many billion years for one step to unfold, then the 1,000-year period, then Jesus' life, also his life of 30 years, were unfolding over time and bringing out new ideas, so that Mrs. Eddy makes now a statement at the end of the days of that time sense and say, actually there are not 7 days, they are only called 7 days, but actually they are not. They are numerals of infinity, indicating that these qualities that we have been considering as unfolding step by step have never really been unfolding in time, that they were always existing, that they were always at the point of isness. So it is a kind of correction, but not really a correction, it's a question of changing standpoint, so that we can look at these seven either as 7 days, namely in an unfolding way, or we can look at the seven as being numerals. What is the difference between a number and a numeral? Have you thought about that? That Mrs. Eddy doesn't call them the seven numbers, but numerals. What is a numeral? What is a number? Yes, Frank?
I would say a number is sequential, where a numeral is a digital or a value type thing.
A value type thing, yes. Mike, you are the great mathematician.
The distinction that you're making is not typically made in mathematics, to my knowledge.
Yes. Don't you talk about Arabic numerals? Arabic? Or Roman? So these are numerals. The numerals are the symbols which we give to a value. You can therefore have a 5, but the numeral you give is the symbol for the 5, and you can change that. So The number is the value itself. The numeral is the symbol you give to that value. And like in math, we can change the symbol.
Now I understand what you're saying. And Cantor, C-A-N-T-O-R, came up with a class theory, and he said that everything that had the same number, therefore, you could correspond one-to-one between each element in this set with every other set of the same size, would have the same value, and that you could call anything. And
yeah.
That's what I think what you're saying. Now, there's three stones, three frogs, three people all have the same cardinality.
Yes.
And we call it three.
Yeah.
He called it a power also.
Yes.
Power sense.
Yes.
And as distinct from what you call it, that's what you're...
Yeah, yes, yes. So this would be the distinction. Hmm? And naturally, she could say that these ideas which we have been considering as taking place in seven stages, as 7 days, are actually only numerals or symbols for ideas. And that the ideas themselves are of the nature of infinity. That we can't say, actually, that intelligence comes before substance, because mind comes before spirit. That actually we can't say that. That the moment we have ideas that have a character of infinity, that we can no more put them into a sequence, into a days of creation sequence. So we must see that what Mrs. Eddy at the end of the 7 days nearly really wanted to say, look here, as you unfold in your understanding, and you build up in your consciousness a step-by-step unfoldment until you finally reach the final stage at the seventh day, you will realize that these stages were not stages in time, but they were numerals of infinity. They were symbols that would always symbolize infinity and not a time sense. Therefore, John Dolly could see, and this is naturally important, that in our use of these characteristics of the seventh synonymous term, that many of these characteristics would have the characteristics of the days, and many would have the characteristics of numerals of infinity, symbols of infinity, and not symbols in an order, in a sequence. So the numerals of infinity, called 7 day, can never be reckoned according to the calendar of time. So at that point we will see, you see, that we can't say anymore that, for instance, intelligence is the first day, because intelligence is an infinite idea. We can only say it can be characterized as the first day when we put it into the word order. But intelligence does not need to be the first thing. It is something that exists. And if we have things that exist, we can no more put them in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. They gather then the characteristic of being infinite and no more in a time sense. So when we have taken those various sequences at the beginning of this week, like creative ability, unfoldment, you know, identification, classification, individualization, consciousness, unity with God, we naturally would have to see that many of these are days of creation concepts. Like creative ability, has being a creative ability? Does it start somewhere?
That little picture just came to mind.
Yeah?
Just expresses it. You could picture a spring coming forth at the top of the mountain and flowing down and ending up in a pond. Well, the expression is water, which explains the whole thing, or the idea. It is constantly coming forth. It has a source, and it has an activity as it falls down into the pond, but it's still just water that is always coming forth and has a characteristic and a value, but it's just always gushing forth and always expressing itself.
Yes.
But when you think of the whole thing, you don't, in your mind, say, well, it has to come up here and wind on down and end up in the pond. You just mentally express it as water.
Mm-hmm. Just water, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So water is water, no matter if it's the water in the source, or it's the water flowing down, or it's water down in the pond.
Right.
That's what you want to bring out. Huh? But the moment you consider how that water operates, huh, then you have a time sense in it, because it takes development from the source right down to the pond. Huh? Yeah. Yes, so that's what she wants to bring out. Let's read further so that we see what she means by the numerals of infinity, that they can never be reckoned according to the calendar of time. She says, these days will appear as mortality disappears. See, it's a disappearing and appearing sense that the days of creation have shown us. Do we have in being a disappearing and an appearing? It's not possible, you see. And yet we can see that for practical metaphysics, it is necessary to see how something that is erroneous can disappear, how it is necessary to see how an idea can appear. So we have need for both aspects. The aspect of the days of creation, and also the aspect of the numerals of infinity. So these days will appear as mortality disappears, and they will reveal eternity, newness of life. So again she shows that these days finally become eternity, that they finally become numerals of infinity, of eternity, in which all sense of error forever disappears, where there is no more error, therefore it's no more necessary that something disappears, and thought accepts the divine infinite calculus. So thought accepts the numerals of infinity, the calculus of the numerals of infinity. Yes. Now, let's try again to see how we can make the distinction between the days and the numerals of infinity. You have read John Dolley's book on God and Science, and there actually I think he brings it out very neatly on page 45 and 46, where he is talking about the difference between days of creation and numerals of infinity. Do you have some kind of notes with which you can explain how you would distinguish between those two? Just going over it, what is the one, what is the other? Yes? Friend?
I think to me that the days of creation, or like the digits from 1 to 10,
yes,
when they began to be blended and combined and went into operation, they became numerals. That's when you got the sense of them that enabled you to do that.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what Mrs. Eddy said, that then thought accepts the divine infinite calculus. So If you have a five, when is the five a days of creation?
When it's between the four and the six.
Yes. You see, when you define it's place value within an ascending sequence. Huh? When you say, yes, the 5 is that which comes after the 4, before the 6. Huh? So you put it into a sequence. It becomes, the 5 becomes a numerals of infinity when you do what in arithmetic, for instance?
Well,
what is the 5 when you do it in a...
You make it 55 or put it with a 7 and make it 75.
Yes. Yeah. When you use the 5 with in addition, subtraction, multiplication, when you take the 5 and then multiply by 7, or if you put it as 55 or as 75 or as 5 times 10 or things like that. You see, then you don't ask, is the 5 between 4 and 6? Huh? You take it as something given, huh? As a fact, huh? That does not need to be now defined that is that which is between the 4 and the 6, so you don't take into consideration the 4 and the 6. You just calculate with the 5, huh? As something that has a given value. Huh? Yes. Can you explain further the difference between those two?
The aura is certainly an expansion of consciousness. The numerals, the days of creation, become with an expansion of consciousness.
Yes.
They become numerals. It's one. Which is similar to
Max, just as an item of interest, Mrs. Eddy said that the numerals of infinity came to her as one nightless day. But then she, for the students, she had to put it in.
Where did she say that?
I think it's in Collectania. As one nightless day, everything came to her at once.
Yes, that would be a good expression, that it is a nightless day, whereas in the days of creation, it's always the disappearing of night, step by step, until finally you have a nightless day, yes? So you can take and say the numerals of infinity have always the characteristic of isness, of nowness. Whereas the days of creation always have within themselves an indication of an unfolding process in time and space. So the numerals of infinity are characteristics of the synonymous term that are time and spaceless. The days are always give a sense of time and space. Or you could also take it like this, that the numerals are always giving a sense of instantaneity. Somebody said that John Dolly showed that the numerals are like the digits, like the digits. You have a 5, you have a 7, you have a 4, like digits. But when you consider them as days of creation, you have always counting. He calls them counting. The numerals. Yeah, this is, I think, one of the characteristics. The numerals you can combine endlessly. See, facts you can combine endlessly. You can reflect one. They can reflect one another endlessly. Not so, actually, the days of creation. They only can blend from the preceding to the succeeding one. They have a definite place value. You take, for instance, unfoldment. Unfoldment says, is unfoldment a day of creation or a numeral of infinity? How can you say that? Don't say, have I memorized that? Can you now value or evaluate with your criteria, is unfoldment or development, is that a days of creation characteristic or is it a numeral characteristic? Is a day, why is it the day? It has a time process. Huh? Unfoldment means that it unfolds in time or space. Huh? Therefore, unfoldment demands that a creator precedes, and therefore demands that something definite succeeds, or else unfoldment has no real value. So you can see, we cannot put unfoldment in the first place. It can't be done. Whereas a numeral of infinity, because it has no time sense, no place sense, no space sense, can reflect infinitely. He says further, a numeral, yes, that's naturally what we have seen, that the numeral has always a sevenfold reflection because it has no time and space. It reflects all seven, always. Whereas the days of creation doesn't have that. Doesn't reflect all the seven. It has a value between two. It's sandwiched in between two.
That reflection of all the seven. All at the same time.
All at the same time, yes. All at the same time, yes. Yes. So that makes a numeral of infinity.
There are some words under days which are very difficult to see in context.
Yes.
The spiritual power.
Yes.
Spiritual power is listed as a day, but you think that spiritual power could be infinitely expressed in other combinations?
Yes. Shall we take now, after this criteria, we have taken ideas of mind and spirit and soul, and then we come to principle, just to feel our way. Let's take mind and ask ourselves a few questions. What are days? What are numerals? If I have creator, is that the days of creation or numeral? Day, typical, We can only have a creator in an unfolding sequence. What would be a numeral if creator is not a numeral? What would be perhaps a numeral? Perhaps intelligence,
Law.
Law, You see? Yeah, because, yes. What about power? A numeral, Yes. Yes. Mind, we have seen, is the beginning. Okay? We have seen mind, we had creator, cause. Mind is the origin, the source. Yes. Can you see? You hear it, Mind is wisdom. Here it's already a bit more difficult, Yeah, Mr. Dolly has it as a day. Why is it a day? Wisdom. That's already... Beg your pardon? It's already a translated quality to the human, So the human connotation are actually no more really a sevenfold reflection of isness, Yes? So they all somehow belong to the days, yes.
Max,
Judy?
On certain levels, some of these words wouldn't apply then. The day words really wouldn't apply in the pure sense when you get up to the science level of just being itself.
Absolutely. No... Absolutely. They don't apply there anymore. That's another question which I think we have slightly touched on last year. I'm not quite sure. I did it in England. Did you touch on it last year here? That we said that all these ideas which we have gathered of a synonymous term, that they actually could be put into seven different levels. Did we do that here? No? All right, then I did it in England as an indication. But that's what happens when we come to the levels. Huh? That therefore these qualities like creator and beginning and so on can't anymore put into the higher levels. The moment we leave the level of Christian Science, and come to absolute Christian Science, you can only really operate practically with numerals of infinity. Yes. What then is law? Oh, we had that before. That's a numeral. Yes. Idea, a numeral. Let's take some of spirit. What is, we had already unfoldment, development, we said, is a days. What about birth? Day, typical. Can you hear that? A birth has a definite place value within a sequence in time or a sequence in process. Let's say that, a sequence in a process. Yes. What about order? Numeral, Yeah. Why? Isn't order something that flows one after the other and gives a sense of time or space or so? Yeah. See, that would be sequence and not really order. We would call an order that develops in time, we would call that sequence. So the days of creation show us a sequence, actually. We call it, it's an order, but actually it is a sequence. Because order, you can order, have infinite order. You can take, say, a five. And not just say the five is in the sequence between the four and the six. You can take the five in as a value in many orders. For instance, the order of the uneven numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7. You can take the five in the order of 5, 10, 15. You can then put them in all kinds of orders, which are not sequences,